Last week, we talked about abiding, remaining in Christ. And it's all about being fruitful in life. The Lord wants us to abide in Him, to remain in Christ, to stay connected with Jesus always, that our lives will become fruitful. Mabinungahon ang kabuhi naton. And Jesus said, apart from me, if you detach yourself from me, just like a vine, pag naputol yan and it's not attached to the trunk anymore, to the tree, that vine is already useless. It will never bear fruit anymore. Amen? Kaya sabi niya, it's good for nothing except to be burned. Susunugin na lang yan. And Christ doesn't want us to be burned. He wants us to be fruitful. Amen? And so sabi niya, remain. Abide in me. So, we've learned also last week that to abide in Christ is to abide in His Word. Okay? How do we abide in the Word of Christ? We listen to the Word of God in Scriptures. We read the Scriptures every day. Kinikwento ko nga kanina sa mga deacon, there was a time na talagang nagkaroon ako ng interest sa Bible. Kaya pag may pera ako, bumibili talaga ako ng magandang Bible. Leather Bible, meron akong Bible na may cover na kaagad. You know, all translations. And napansin ko na lang, one day, sa bahay ko, ang daming Bible. Sa sobrang dami, hindi ko na binabasa. Okay? And maybe some of us are like that. We have so much copies of the Bible in the house, pero hindi naman natin binabasa. And it will not profit us. Kahit isa lang yung Bible mo, kung binabasa mo naman araw-araw, that's what's important. We read the Scriptures, we meditate on the Scriptures, we do what the Scriptures teaches us. That is how we connect with Jesus. The other thing we connect with Jesus by connecting with His Word is through the sacraments. Every time we partake of the sacraments, we are partaking of the Word of God in sacramental form. The body and the blood of Christ is the Word of God. Amen? And we partake of that Word in the sacrament. That's how we stay connected with Christ. And our gospel today continues in that. Nagpapatuloy lang. And this time, Christ said, you have to stay connected with me by abiding and remaining in my love. So yung topic natin this Sunday is going to talk about love. And love is so difficult to talk about. You know? Mahirap talagang ituro yung pag-ibig kung yung gagamitin natin puro salita. Okay? It's difficult to teach love with words because love is better caught than taught. Amen? We have to teach love not with words, but with actions. But today, I would just like us to focus on the kind of love that Jesus expects us to have in our hearts. Maraming uri ng pag-ibig sa mundo. Pag may nakita kang cake, pwede mong sabihin, I love cake. Pag may nakita kang bagong kotse, I love this car. Puro love yan. Pag pumunta ka naman sa simbahan, I love you, Lord. Pare-pareho lang. Okay? But today, we're going to talk about a different love, and it's the love that Christ has revealed to us. Yun ang importante. Because the love of God is redemptive. Understand this. What saved us on the cross is the love of God for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish but have eternal life. It was the love of God that saved us. It redeemed us from sin into righteousness, from death into life. Yan ang nagagawa ng pag-ibig ng Diyos. Tinutubos tayo. Paano tayo tinubos ng Diyos? Minahal niya tayo ng lubos. That's how He redeemed us. Amen? That's how you win people to Christ by loving them. Okay? So Christ's love is redemptive. But at the same time, the love of Christ is also transformative. The love of Christ can change our life. Okay, yan ang tandaan natin. And today we're going to talk about this love. Now, we are familiar with the saying, God's love is unconditional. How many of you believe that? God's love is unconditional. What does it mean when you say God's love is unconditional? Well, God's love does not depend on us, on the person that He loves. God loves us because that is who God is. God is love. God does not love us only, but God is love Himself. Love is not an activity of God. Love is not just an action of God. Love is the other name of God. That's who He is. So we believe in the unconditional love of God. It means that God chose to love us. Even before we were born, pinili nang tayo ng Diyos na mahalin niya tayo. He already chose you. You cannot make God love you more than He loves you now. Amen? You cannot do anything to merit God's love. God has chosen to love you. It's unconditional, whoever you are. Whatever our mistakes and sins, God loves us so much. Walang bagay sa buhay natin na pwede natin gawin na hihina yung pag-ibig ng Diyos sa atin. No. God's love can never diminish because that's who He is. It's unconditional. Even when we were still sinners, God already loved us. And makikita mo dito kay Jesus how He loved His disciples. They did not choose Him, He chose them. Kung titingnan ko yung 12 disciples na yan, hindi ko talaga sila pipiliin sa ugali nila. I will not choose them. Makikita natin when Christ was crucified, imbis samahan nila si Kristo, iniwan nila. You know? If I'm going to choose people that I would love, kung akong mamimili sa kanila, I would not choose these 12 people. But Christ demonstrated His unconditional love when He chose His disciple. Christ shows His unconditional love when He chose you and I, sinners. Makasalanan tayong lahat. Pinili tayo ng Diyos. So His love is unconditional. But today, I would like to show you another aspect of God's love. God's love is also conditional. Okay? Yes, I believe God's love is unconditional. But at the same time, God's love for us is also conditional. Okay? Paano naging conditional? Akala ko, Father, yung love ni Lord, unconditional. Walang-walang condition. Walang requirement. Pag pinili ka ng Diyos, talagang pinili ka niya. Mahal na mahal ka niya. Kahit sino ka man. Babae, lalaki, matanda, bata. Wherever you come from, no matter what your past may be, God loves you. That is the unconditional aspect of God's love. But there is another face to God's love. It's conditional. And it says here in our gospel, if, eto na yung condition, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. As far as abiding in God's love is concerned, it's conditional. Amen? It's unconditional as far as God loving us. Walang condition yan. But to remain in His love, it has a condition. It has a responsibility. There are many Christians today who are falling away from their love of God. Marami. God's love, our love for God is not to be static. Marami akong Kristiyanong nakita na sa umpisa ng buhay nila, minahal talaga nila ang Diyos. They really love God. But as the years go by, habang tumatagal, ruandang paghigugma sa Diyos ay nagatahaw mata. It begins to waver. Makikita natin yan sa mga commitments nila. I've heard Christians talk about, you know, ang saya-saya namin noon. You know, Father June, wala ka pa sa church. Ang saya-saya namin sa church. Nagpe-prayer and fasting kami, nag-evangelize kami, you know, ang dami namin ginagawa, wala ka pa sa church. Ang tanong ko sa kanila, so, saan ka na ngayon? Okay? And if you ask them where they're now, they're gone. They have let go of their commitment. Why? Because their love for God is not strong enough to make them stay. Scripture says that one day, man's love will fail. And we are talking of the last days. We are in the last days, sabi ni Bishop Ricardo. And what is the character of a Christian in the last days? Their love for God will fail. Kung saan pa kailangan mong mahalin ang Diyos, doon papapalya yung pag-ibig mo. And I have seen Christians walk away from Jesus. I have seen many Christians, priests, ministers, pastors who started out loving God with all their heart. Now they are turning away from Jesus. Ang daming rason pag kinausap ang mga yan. You know, kesyo masama ang ugali ng leader, kesyo ganitong simbahan. They will have so many reasons why they walk away from Christ. Kaya pag ayaw na, maraming dahilan. But it boils to one thing. Kaya nga, bago tayo pumasok sa altar, anong sinasabi natin sa Diyos? I have not loved you with my whole heart. That is the reality. Sa totoo lang. Have we really loved God that much? I don't think so. That's why we need to come before God every Sunday and reconnect with Christ. Because we cannot love God with all our heart apart from Jesus. Hindi natin kaya yan. And people are now failing. People are walking away from God because hindi na talaga kaya ng lakas nila, ng commitment nila. Bakit? Wala nang pag-ibig. Wala na yung pagmamahal sa Diyos. That's why Christ is reminding us today in the church, He reminds us that we should remain in His love. We have to stay. We have to abide continually in His love. You may have loved the Lord many years ago, loved Him with all your heart, but you should love Him now, today, with the same love you have, or much more. And until our last breath, we should be loving God. Amen? Hindi lang one time minahal mo si Lord. Dapat matuto tayong mahalin ang Diyos all the time, hindi lang one time. And this is the kind of love that Christ is talking to us. Etong to remain in the love of God, to stay in love with God until your last breath, it has a condition. Amen? So we know God's love is unconditional, but to remain in His love, it is conditional. The condition is, you keep my commandment, you will remain in my love. If you stop obeying Christ, you cannot remain in His love anymore. That's the problem. So what I would just like to encourage us today, sabi ni Jesus, as the Father has loved me, take note saan ang gagaling ang pag-ibig natin. Take note, saan ang gagaling yan? It doesn't come from you. Your love for your family, your love for your children, your love for your friends, it all comes from God. Amen. Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, now I love you. Tingnan mo ha. Minahal ng Diyos Ama yung kanyang anak. And this is what Christ says, I have been loved by my Father. Now, I love you. With the same love that God has bestowed on Christ, now Christ bestowed that love on us. And anong sabi ni Kristo? Now that you receive my love, love one another. The only way to keep the love of God in your heart is to share it. Pag hindi mo na ipinabahagi yan sa iba, mawawala yung pag-ibig na yan. And the more you share the love of God to others, the more you will have that love in you. God's love is designed to remain in us every time we share it. Every time we give it away to others, that love will remain. As the Father has loved me, now I have loved you. Now love one another. Continue the cycle. Love begets love. Love of God begets love in Christ. Love of Christ begets love in us. And the love we have inside that begets loving others also. Yun ang importante. Sabi ng Diyos sa salita niya in the gospel today, I have shared these things with you. Why do you think Christ shared these things with us? Why? That my joy will be in you. And your joy will now become complete. Alam mo, yung joy natin, kulang yan minsan. Masaya tayo pag nagsahod tayo. Okay? Pero pag nagkayod, walang saya. Maraming taong gustong sumahod, ayaw namang kumayod. Okay? Kulang yan. Kaya maraming Kristiyano nagsishare ng gospel. Maraming Kristiyano na, you know, hinikayat ka. Sige, mag-join ka sa church namin. No, no, believe Jesus. And I look at their life, tinitingnan ko sila, walang joy ang buhay. There is nothing that can turn me off so hard is to see a Christian na wala ng galak, wala ng saya, walang tuwa yung buhay. Pangit talaga yan. Pag may lumapit sa'yo, sasabihin, Brad, tanggapin mo si Jesus. Kailangan mo yan. Nakakawalang gana. Tatanggapin ko si Jesus at magiging kamukha kita, wag na lang. Diba? But a Christian who overflow with the joy of God, he doesn't have to invite you. His presence alone, the joy that overflows in his life, yung tuwa, yung saya, yung sigla. You know, when it is overflowing, hindi na magsasalita yan, ikaw na mismo magtatanong, saan ka ba nagsisimba? I want to go where you go. I want to follow the God that you follow. Why? Because of the joy. Maraming Kristiyano nawawala ng joy because Jesus said, your joy is not complete. Amen? If we go by our own joy alone, it's not complete. Sabi ni Jesus, I have told you these things that my joy may be in you and your joy become complete. When the joy of Christ comes to us, it will make our joy complete. Now, how does that joy come? That joy comes from knowing that you are loved by God. Amen? Pag nalulungkot ka sa buhay mo, pag gumising ka sa umaga, medyo depressed ka dahil ang daming problema. Ang depression na yan at lungkot na yan, hindi yan dahil sa problema lang. Marami akong nakitang tao, hanggang dito ang problema. Pero pag tiningnan mo yung mukha niya, masayahin pa rin. Depression is not brought about by the problems and circumstances we have. Depression sets in and sadness comes in the midst of the problem when you begin to think na nag-iisa na lang ako, walang nagmamahal sa akin, diyan ka malulungkot. Amen? Kahit anong problema ang harapin mo sa buhay, pag alam mo mahal na mahal ka ng Diyos, may nagmamahal sa iyo ng lubusan, kayang magpakamatay sa cross para sa iyo. You know, when you know that someone loves you so much, no matter what the problems you're facing, it will always cause joy to bubble up. Yan ang joy ni Jesus. The joy of Christ comes from the truth that the Father loves Him. On the cross, sabi sa scriptures, He endured death on the cross because of the joy that was set before Him. He was able to endure the cross because of that joy. The joy that comes from knowing that God loves you. That's why in the morning, when you wake up in the morning, pag-gising mo palang sa umaga, Panginoon, salamat na minahal mo ako at inibig mo ako. You affirm that. You say that. Because we are so easy to forget sometimes. Lalo na pag inaway ka na ng ibang tao, maraming nag-aaway sa'yo sa office, kalaban mo na yung buong mundo, you begin to feel the pressure of rejection and, you know, hatred. But the only way to overcome that, to face that, is to know that you are loved by Christ. Amen? Amen. Sinabi ni Lord, I have said these things to you. Bakit ko sinasabi to? So that my joy that comes from knowing that I am loved by the Father, would also be in you. And once you get it, once you have it in you, once you begin to understand, once you begin to realize and experience, yes, I may be going through hardship today, but praise God, the God who created all the universe and all creation is in love with me. Sabi nga ni David one time, nung kinakausap niya ang Diyos, sabi niya, Lord, what is man that you are mindful of him? Ano ba ako? Bakit mo ako iniisip palagi? Eh, ganyan ang Diyos eh. Pag in love ang Diyos, iniisip ng Diyos ikaw palagi. He thinks of you. Tayo, iniisip lang natin ng Diyos pag may problema tayo, may kailangan tayo. Ang Diyos, iniisip tayo. He thinks of us even though He does not need anything from us. That's how He loves us. That's how He cares for us. Hindi pa dumadating yung problema mo, ang Diyos handa na tumulong. Hindi mo pa alam may haharapin kang problema, ang solusyon ng problema mo, nandyan na sa kamay ng Diyos. Parang nanay yan at tatay, bago pa humingi yung bata ng gatas, nakabili na sila. They already anticipate what your needs are going to be. Same thing with God. That's why sabi ni Jesus, as the Father has loved me, now I love you. I share these things with you that your joy may be complete. Now, sabi ni Jesus, remain in this love. How do you remain in this love? How do you continue up to your last breath? How do you stay in love with God? Sabi niya, obey my commandments. Follow my commandment. And what is His commandment? Anong utos ng Diyos? Isa lang. Lahat ng mga utos sa Bible, it boils to one thing. Love one another. When we obey God, God changes our hearts. Hindi nagbabago ang puso natin dahil hindi tayo sumusunod sa utos niya. Sundin natin ang utos ng Diyos. If we obey the command of God to love one another, God will change our hearts. Babagong puso natin. pag nagbago ang puso ng tao, alam mo nangyayari, nagbabago din ang buhay niya. Maraming tao ngayon hindi nagbabago ang buhay kasi hindi nagbabago ang puso. Kung gusto mo baguhin ang buhay mo, then allow Christ to change your heart. Start obeying His commandments. And the commandment is simple. Love one another. How do we love? Anong definition ng love? You know? There are so many kinds of love. There is a love that springs out from your emotions. Yan ang tinatawag na, you know, hindi ko alam kung anong klaseng pag-ibig yan. Sa emotions. When you see someone that you like very much, hindi ka na makahinga. You know? Emotional love. And many of us, we only love in that level. Diyan lang tayo sa emotions. Ang problema ng emotional love, it's not permanent. Amen? Pag nawala na yung mga emotions na yan, wala na ring love. Christ is not teaching us to love in our emotions. Yes, emotions can be nice sometimes. There are times when I pray and, you know, the emotions just fly high. I cry, you know, I feel like sinasabi ko kay Lord, Lord, paki-embrace naman, paki-hug naman. You know, I want to kiss you, I want to hug you. That's emotional love. But it's not like that every day. Especially for me now, hindi na ganyan. Dati madalas mangyari sa akin yan. Ngayon, wala. Pag ang problemang hinaharap mo hanggang dito na, emotional love will not be there anymore. We can love each other through what we call function. Anong klaseng pag-ibig yan? Well, kung meron akong makikinibangan sa'yo, if I can use something from you, then I can love you. You love a person based on what you can have from that person. Kwento ko na to kahapon. Narinig na to ng mga workers. Ulitin ko na lang, ano? Nung grade school, high school, meron akong classmate na magaling sa math. Genius talaga yon. Hindi gumagamit ng calculator yon. Yung utak nun, Casio. Hindi alam ng mga bata. Hindi na nila alam yung anong Casio. Sa cellphone na kasi yung calculator ngayon. Ang utak nun, calculator ng classmate ko. He's very good in math. Now, kung ganyan siya kagaling sa math, ako naman, zero sa math. Wala talaga sa math. So, one thing I'm good at, I'm good in composition. Diyan naman ako magaling. Mahilig ako magkwento, so nagsusulat din ako. Yung classmate ko na magaling sa math, zero din sa composition. Pag English, speech class, talo yan. Zero yan. Pagdating naman sa math, panalo yun palagi. 100 yan palagi sa test. Zero naman ako sa math. So anong ginawa ko? I begin to like him. So we became friends. Okay, talaga naging kaibigan kami. Bakit? Pag may assignment sa math, he comes to my aid. Kaya yung math ko biglang tumaas. Sabi ng teacher ko sa akin, "Well done, you are striving hard." Okay? Pagdating naman sa English, ay talagang close kami. Kasi ako ang gagawa ng composition para sa kanya. Every time may assignment kami, gagawa ng essay, I always make two. Dalawang essay. Dapat hindi magpareho. Dapat ibang lingwahe, ibang style para hindi mahuli. Sa kanya yung isa, sa akin yung isa. We became friends. We started to love each other, friend. Nagtagang close namin because we need each other. Pag-graduate ng high school, I don't need him anymore. And he doesn't need me anymore. Pumasok siya sa Philippine Science, pumasok siya sa UP, talagang brilliant. Ako naman naging pare. So, hindi na kami magkaibigan. Bakit? Tapos na ang kailangan namin. And sometimes that's how we love. We love each other by what we can get from each other. It's not the love of Christ. That is not the love of Christ that He's teaching us. The love of Christ stems out from the will. Hindi yan sa emotions. Hindi yan sa isip lang kung anong makukuha mo. The love of Christ that He's giving us, remaining in the love of Christ means that we learn to love by the will. Talagang pinili ko yan. It's an act of the will. Diyan tayo mahina. Diyan tayo hindi nagmamahal when it comes to the will. The will is more permanent when you begin to love. God, how did God love us? How did God love us? He chose us. By an act of His will, pinili tayo ng Diyos. He did not love us emotionally. By the exercise of His will, He chose you. He chose to love you. That's how we should love each other. Amen? Now, what is love? What is the definition? The best definition of love that I have learned is this. To love as Christ loved means to will the good of the other. To love means to will the good of the other. Yan ang tunay na pag-ibig. And because you will, you choose the will for the good of the other person, then you order your life, inaayos mo ang buhay mo for the good of others. Amen? You order your life, you live your life in such a way that it will benefit others. That it will make them good. Magiging mabuti ang buhay nila dahil sa buhay mo. Okay? That's the love of God. He wants us to share. And it all begins by obeying the commandment of God. By choosing to love each other, by obeying that, God will change your heart. God would instill His love on you so you can love, not only in emotions, but you will begin to love by an act of your will. Amen? Sinabi pa dito sa scriptures that if you remain in the love of Christ, you will bear much fruit. Amen? Amen? Are you interested in bearing much fruit? Basahin nyo sa Bible kasi nakadugtong yan. You will bear much fruit so that whatever you ask from the Father, He will give you. Minsan hingi tayo ng hingi. Wala tayong nakukuha kasi wala naman tayong bunga. The Father wants you to bear much fruit so that whatever you ask, the Father will give you. What is the fruit? You bear fruit when you begin to love, when joy begins to flow in your life. What is the fruit? You bring disciples into the kingdom of God. You affect people around you. Kaya yan ang tanong ko palagi. Ilang tao na bang lumapit kay Lord dahil sa'yo? Kung wala, mag-isip tayo. Start to evaluate your life. Pero yan kasing sinabi ng Diyos. If you abide in His Word, if you abide in His love, you will bear much fruit. People will be drawn to Christ because of the love and the joy that you have. They will be drawn to Christ. And the more people are drawn to Christ, the more that disciples would come to the kingdom of God. Ito yung sinasabi ni Jesus, so ask whatever you want and you will have it. Amen? Ask whatever you will have it. Yun ang kailangan natin. I can go on and on and on, hindi matatapos. Pag ang pag-ibig ng Diyos ay pinagkakwentuhan natin, hindi yan matatapos pag-usapan. Pero tigilan na natin. Tigilan na natin yung pag-uusap na to. The love of God is not shared by talking. The love of God is shared by obeying the commandment. And what is the commandment of Christ? What is His commandment? Love one another. Amen? Will the good of the other. Start thinking good of other people. Let your joy be evident. Let your joy be manifest as you continue to meditate the love of God for you. The same love that you have received from the Lord, that is the same love that will flow in your family. It's the same love that will flow in our community. It's the same love that will flow on our children so that kahit wala na tayo sa mundong ito, our children will continue with the love that you have passed on to them. Just as the Father loved Christ and Christ loved you and you love one another, that love will continue on. It will redeem the world. It will transform the world. Amen.